And I just want to give it to you as a gift from the Lord to awaken us to what he, I believe, is trying to share with us to get ready for the apostolic. And I am quoting from the Apostolic Reformation from Doug Fortune, and I heard page 31, and that's where I went. So I'm just going to give you what the Holy Spirit was teaching in that space. I believe that this is the fulfillment of Genesis 1:27. So God created man in his own image and likeness, male and female. He created them. Can you see this new creation man? He is immersed or baptized in Christ. He has put on or is clothed with Christ. He has the same nature as Christ. He is one spirit and one body with Christ. He is not bound by gender, for he is many members, male and female. He is of the same spiritual DNA of Jesus Christ, because it is Christ living his life through a many-membered corporate man. As I am saying that we somehow become Christ, absolutely not. That is self-deism, or making our God out of ourselves, that plagued Adam and Eve. Ye shall be as gods, Genesis 3:5. I am saying that we are crucified, dead, and buried in Christ. We are quickened, ascended, and seated at the right hand of the Father. And the only life we have a right to is Christ living his life through us as the new creation man. Do you see the difference between this and the self-deism of the garden? The thought that by partaking of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, we can become as God. Yes, the thought that partaking of knowledge, by learning facts from our Bible, we can become like Jesus. The thought that our mind can give us the nature, the character of Christ. Even the Pharisees had the right information. Isn't that scary? Mm-hmm. You search the scripture diligently because you suppose and trust that you have eternal life through them. And these very scriptures testify about me, John 5:39. Do you see the fallacy? Do you see the deception of the serpent in this thinking? It is an old trick. Do you see that, unfortunately, this is the spiritual DNA of much of modern Christianity? It is not an information knowledge thing. It is a new nature. I repeat, it is a new nature. Character things. Only Christ can live like Christ. Amen. Am I saying that studying the Bible is bad? Certainly not. I spend much time every day in study and meditation. But it is so the Father may grant me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the deep and intimate knowledge of him, Ephesians 1:17. Revelation knowledge of him, Christ revealing himself, that is a different tree, the tree of life. Christ is the tree of life that the new creation man partakes of, like a branch. His life comes from the root. John 15:4 says, live in me and I will live in you. Just as no branch can bear fruit of itself without abiding in, vitally united to the vine, neither can you bear fruit unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. This is the new creation man, the branch spoken of in Isaiah 60, verse 21. Your people shall also all be righteous. They shall possess the land forever, the branch of my planting, the work of my hand, that I may be glorified. And what of the verse in Isaiah chapter 11 that speaks of the branch? Do they, that was Sunday's message, by the way, do they apply only to Jesus Christ? Remember that. 1 Corinthians 12:12 spoke of many parts or members forming only one body. And it says, so it is with Christ. Yes, Jesus is the head of the body, the church, that in all things he might have the preeminence. Colossians 1:18. But what is true of the head is true of the rest of the body. His bloodline is now my bloodline. His spiritual heritage is now my spiritual heritage. He is not a dismembered head. He is one with his body, but that is not a result of partaking of knowledge. It is a result of his life flowing through his body. It is the revealing of Christ in us, his body. I only read 2 pages. Yeah, wow. Did you feel it going in? Say, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Independent knowledge.
Independent knowledge.
Can puff me up.
Can puff me up.
It did it to the Pharisees.
It did it to the Pharisees.
And Jesus took a choice. When he chose the 12. He didn't choose them out of Jerusalem. He took them from Galilee. The area that was shunned. By those who had all the education. So he chose. What he knew. He could download. Into them. In a relationship. Not just another Bible verse.
Not just another Bible verse.